There was no stunt he wouldn't consider, and because of his daredevil nature, some have called him the first real-life superhero. After all, he was the first to have his own action figure, just like Superman and Batman. We go to his museum on this edition of The American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, whether or not.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Mike Patterson owns the Harley-Davidson dealership in Topeka, Kansas. They specialize in motorcycle restoration and had done work for music legend Jerry Lee Lewis. Lewis was so pleased he passed Mike's name to someone else.
They called us and said they had a friend that had just bought Evel Knievel's Mack truck and it needed repair, and asked if we knew anybody that we could tell them about that could do restorations on a Mack truck. And I got a little overly excited and told them we did Mack restorations, and they believed me.
Mike loved motorcycles and grew up watching Evel Knievel. He wasn't about to let that chance pass him by, and he offered an idea with what to do with that truck.
Literally, we had the museum constructed so the truck could fit in here with an inch to spare. Then we built everything else around it.
The Evel Knievel Museum was born.
We've got everything in here from his motorcycles, his helmets, his leathers, the canes, the jewelry, his clothing.
The exhibits, videos, x-rays of all his broken bones. It's an impressive collection that captivates people of all ages. And then there's the section that deals with all of the memorabilia, the way Evel made much of his money beyond those famous motorcycle jumps.
He made a lot of money jumping, but the real big dollars, the dollars that were buying his jet airplanes and his yachts, were from the licensing from the toys, from Ideal.
In some ways, Evel was bigger than life. And perhaps that's what was the most difficult thing about being himself.
There's a quote that we have up in the museum, and it says, "I created Evel Knievel, and then he kind of got away from me." Because he had to keep reinventing and doing something bigger.
You can catch the TV version of our story on U.S. Farm Report or by following American Countryside on Facebook. Traveling the Countryside in Topeka, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.